Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today. As part of 90.5, WESA celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. We're going to take this one way back. Humans have lived in the region for close to 16,000 years. One of the few remaining vestiges of those early residents can be sought in McKees Rocks.
If you look real closely, you can see where they've drilled through the rock to put in their dynamite and blast it out. And that's where the mound would have been.
Mark McConaughey is a regional archaeologist for the Pennsylvania Bureau of Historic Preservation. He's standing in the Bottoms neighborhood, with his back to the railroad tracks that skirt the Ohio River's high embankment. He points up to the exposed rock of a bluff.
There's no mound left up there at all.
During the early woodland period, which began around 1100 BC, a group called the Adena lived throughout southwestern Pennsylvania and the northern panhandle of West Virginia. Primarily hunter-gatherers, the Adena also fished, and they buried their dead in mounds like the one that used to overlook the Ohio.
A lot of them probably were along the rivers, and because of the construction of steel mills and other industrial things along the Ohio and Monongahela, they're long gone.
In 1896, Frank Jourdette, the first director of Carnegie Museum of Natural History, excavated the two main burials in the early woodland portion of the 16-foot high mound, but he left the other half untouched. The artifacts, human remains, pearl beads, conch shell beads, scapula awls, currently reside at the Research Center on Baum Boulevard. Deborah Harding is collection manager of anthropology at Carnegie Museum of Natural History. She takes off her gloves and says, digging up the dead raises big questions of mortality, religious practice, and respect. The McKees Rocks Mound has a history of controversy that begins with Jourdette.
Stories started going in the bars in McKees Rocks that he was digging up white people. And all of a sudden, it wasn't such a good deal anymore.
Shortly thereafter, Jourdette quit or was fired. He gave up archaeology and became a lawyer. In 2010, a few protesters petitioned to repatriate the mound's human remains, but they failed to follow the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act of 1990, which requires that cultural affiliation be established before claiming any remains or artifacts. So, the McKees Rocks artifacts remain in Pittsburgh, classified as culturally unidentifiable.
I think it's the beginning of complex societies in the region.
McConaughey believes the burials provide evidence of a stratified society, especially as more sites are discovered.
We know a little bit more about these people, and it's time to, again, try to synthesize what we do know and get some idea of how they're living in general in this region.
Harding says investigating burial practices helps us learn about other societies, as well as our own.
We don't know what comes after. We're all looking for answers, which we're not going to get on this side. But, you know, it's something universal. Everybody is born and dies. So how you deal with it is always fascinating.
For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.